שלום לכל החברים בכלי העולמי.
Hello friends in the world Kli.
ערב טוב, בוקר טוב.
Good evening, good morning. Wherever we may be. We can already see many of you on screen.
אנחנו בעולם החדש
ויש לנו We are in a new world. We have today an opportunity to have a workshop that's special. We'll participate all of us together. I hope it'll also be enjoyable and helpful, and it'll give us tools to help each other disseminate the message. What we'll work on together is the collection of messages that we can disseminate, and we'll try to understand it, and we'll try to give examples in order for us to receive something beneficial in a way that we can make the message more open and available to everyone. And before we start, we would like to ask, for example, I only see Roy Meron on his own in the focus group. I'm asking friends from, for example, Neil, from Shimon Kamon, from friends from Petah Tikva to join the focus group. Zohar has already joined it.
עוד חברים שמסוגלים
Right, more friends who are able to speak in English and understand each other.
מי יכול עוד להצטרף? אז בואו תצטרפו.
Who else can join?
עוד שניים, שלושה חברים.
Need two or three more friends in a focus group.
ואנחנו באמת הפורמט שלנו יהיה כזה שאנחנו
And our format will be in a way that
נקרא את תיבת המסרים,
We will read the messages that we the collection of messages that we have and we'll provide examples and we will also have a reflection at the end so that we can understand what we're going to go out with and now to warm up we'll ask broadcast to give us a song we will organize the focus group and please a song
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat Let's all sing together So get up on your feet Completing the circle
Come our way
Completing the circle
Unite and play
Completing the circle Let the love shine night and day Completing the circle
Come our way
Completing the circle
Unite and play
Let the love shine night and day
Come on people, gather round
Above this time and space
Come on people, gather round
Let's find a higher place
Come on people, gather round
The circle awaits
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle.
Come our way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love
Come my way,
completing the circle,
unite and play,
completing the circle,
let the love shine night and day,
completing the circle,
come my way,
completing the circle,
unite and play,
completing the circle,
וואו, איזה יופי. חברים, אני הסתכלתי תוך כדי על המסכים, ככה לראות, בצהריים, ואנחנו
מחוברים. Wow, it's so great to see all of you connected at this time of the day from all over the world. We have friends from Turkey,
USA,
from the US,
Vienna. Wow.
From Vienna, Austria. It's really exciting, really special. And we're going to have a meeting that's very interesting. We're going to talk about the messages. The messages that is the basis for which we will disseminate. And all of these messages are based on conversation with Rav. And through these messages, we'll be able to have these small bits of dissemination that we can use as content for dissemination. So let's start. We'll ask from the broadcast to show us the first three messages from this whole collection. We would like to first talk about these three.
שומע אותי עכשיו בניתוב, בוא תקרין לנו בבקשה את שלושת המסרים, על מנת שנוכל לראות אותם. כן, טוב, אולי עובדים על זה עוד קצת, אז בואו אנחנו, אני אקריא אותם, ככה לאט, שנוכל לקלוט אותם.
Alright, I'll read them slowly. We are first talking about the message that nature is an enclosed system. Second, this nature also has laws. It has certain laws that we'll talk about. And third, that nature is working in harmony. So first, nature is a closed system. It has laws, and it works accordingly. So what we would like to discuss right now in our workshops is a question about examples that we can give for nature being an enclosed system with its own laws and that it works in harmony. It's very clear to us, but when we disseminate, we need to give examples. Where does it meet us in life? What examples, what situations can we give that will convey the message that nature is an enclosed system, nature has its own laws, and nature works in harmony? So let's have a workshop between us, and then we would like to hear from you. Please raise a question mark in Galaxy. And we will let you speak. So please.
טוב, אני אתחיל. שומעים אותי טוב?
Okay, I'll start then. So actually, the classic example of nature being a closed system, we can see it in the human body. It's a collective of a few systems that work in harmony, in cooperation. And if there's an organ that comes out of this harmony, it influences the whole body, it becomes a cancer. That's the classic best example.
Another example is about all the molecules, the atoms, this whole still part of the environment and the vegetative. It's very clear according to what we talked about. So the material wouldn't be able to work. As if it's all one.
If we look at the macro or micro, we're all parts, and everything's in every part. If you look at a cell itself, the way it sustains its form, always making sure it's in balance. If we look at systems inside the body, they have to keep a balance. So especially on a global level, like osmosis. Doesn't matter how much energy you waste, it's always kept somewhere else in the system. It can't come out of this system.
Nature is balanced in what we will discover and what we have discovered. There's a study in how they understood why hurricanes happen. That a hurricane is a place where all of a sudden the temperature are very high, and then the hurricane raises the heat upwards, otherwise it would cause harm. And so it would go above where it's able to handle it, and nature in this way is able to handle it. We will discover that everything is nature balancing itself.
Yeah, also another example we can give about nature working in a whole way is that the law of nature is that every cell serves the entire body. And that is true to every system. And these connections, it's not like one cell with another. It's serving the whole. That's what connects them. And man isn't aware, or doesn't want to be aware. It's his nature, this general form. And he wants to get that feeding from the cells around him, because he's not taking the general into consideration.
The whole system that we know in the living world, and we have a good example of a lion that can have a whole herd of buffalo pass by him that are young, are easy to attack and prey on, but if he's satiated, he won't even attack them. And the second is an example of an experiment that they had in Russia. They tried to get rid of the wolves, and they saw that without the wolves, there's this whole chain of nature that's harmed. They had more snakes, they had more mice. In short, the living nature is really existing in this perfect way.
It's interesting when you look at the individuals in the system, they are part of this harmony, but because they're activated in such a way, you zoom out to the entire system they're part of, they are working according to this laws. When you look at the general and not the individuals, the individuals don't really know what's going on, but in an instinctive way, whether they're aware of or not, they work under these rules. That's health. That's the correct way to work.
I think the most obvious example is the love energy. It never disappears. It's always there, and it's always changing forms. And it shows how the system is closed.
Another thing is that it's an integral system, that every cell depends on the rest. So the general is a mixture of the individuals together. And I had another example.
Oi.
Okay, thank you very much, friends. I was listening to the focus group, and they're really beautiful examples. We will be happy if we can also hear some examples from other friends who are with us in broadcast. If you'd like to share with us an example that's very good, that we can use for dissemination, we'll be very happy to hear from you. So please mark the question mark, and we'll be happy to hear from you. I heard from the friends in the focus group that there's some things that are very good. Things that have to do with the body, with organs, the system of the body, they always give us a good example of this enclosed system, that it works according to certain laws, and it completes, one part completes the other part. Of course, there's always the question, what is the result? Why is this whole system working? What's it all for? But we'll set that aside right now. We want to understand, how can we use these examples from the world around us to really get to explain this principle? One of the examples that came up in the workshop is the atoms, the cells in the body, how they're connected and serving the same system, and they're working in harmony. And as soon as they see something that goes out of that harmony, there's a whole process that's harming the process. There's always the system that's closed. Okay, so we have Tel Aviv VG. Would you like to share with us an example?
I would say that the crisis we're in right now is exactly it. That is nature trying to stop what we've done between us, humans, exploiting all of the Earth's means. Everything we know, but we kind of got used to it. So nature's saying, come on, friends, stop it. You're not in the right direction if you want to keep existing. So change your ways. So I hope we will be able to.
Thank you, Yaakov. The Creator is signaling to us, giving us signs to the place where He wants us to advance. So let's also hear from Holland.
Hello, friends. This is Todd, not in Holland, but with the Holland friends. We have this example of Yellowstone. Some of you friends might know it. They reintroduced the wolves to Yellowstone. And Yellowstone, if you know, in North America, Yellowstone, it's a massive national park. And for a hundred years, farmers, ranchers, they were slaughtering all the wolves for fear of what they would do to the sheep and cattle. And it was destroying the landscape. And they did a program where they reintroduced the wolves. And the wolves started eating caribou. And the caribou then stopped eating all the plant and vegetation life. The beavers came back, were building dams, rivers began to reform. And basically nature came back into balance once these wolves were reintroduced back into the natural environment. So do your research on that. There's several good documentaries. You probably already know this story a little bit, but that's another additional, I think, example that we can use, that if you see that when all the elements of nature are working in cohesion, then you get the purest form of what nature wants to provide to us. So that's just, yeah, that's another example we can maybe use. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. The Yellowstone example with the wolves is a very nice example. We would like to hear more examples. Tel Aviv, would you like to share with us again? Tel Aviv?
Yes.
Is there a question mark?
I saw a question mark, but now it's not there, and let's continue. We understood that nature is a system, and let's continue onward. Another question. The next message, or part of it, says that nature relates to us according to our developmental rate. according to our understanding and acceptance of its laws. Consequently, we must learn these laws of nature, know the best way to respond in order to be balanced with it. We'll read it again. Nature relates to us according to our developmental rate, according to our understanding and acceptance of its laws. Consequently, we must learn these laws of nature, know the best way to respond in order to be balanced with it.
So
there's a lot of components to this message that relates to our development, to the development of humanity, and what stage we're on, and the next degree that we will get to. So this key component is how people understand and agree that there are these laws, and that we need to come to some sort of balance with it. In order to be in balance, we need to learn them. And this is why the next question is, that we will scrutinize together, what does it mean to be in balance with nature? What does it mean to be in balance with nature? We see these laws, and it can be clear to us, to all of us from our study, but when we come to the general public, how can we explain this thing? We don't always find the right words to explain this message. So what does it mean to be in balance with nature, and how can we explain this? In simple words. So, in this workshop, please try to explain this.
We see that nature is a system that is constantly in balance, and being in balance with nature is being that active part, that interior part, the part that works for the benefit of the general system, just like the example we gave about the human body, how every organ doesn't think about its own benefit, but about the body's benefit. That is called that he's in balance with nature. So balance with the general system, that one integral system, where everybody's connected and working for the benefit of each other and the general system. In that way, in human behavior, they have to be for the benefit of the big system, not to milk it for itself.
Like we spoke about previously, there are laws, and you can't go against these laws and expect there to not be any consequence. It's like breaking the laws of gravity. Laws of gravity of Newton. Try to stand somewhere high and not expect to fall if you jump. It will not only hurt, it will really harm you. Let's say a child who can barely carry itself. You don't expect the child to understand these laws of gravity. But as we advance and we develop in life, we start to see that this law expects from us to stand with this law and understand it. And our friends will add.
Actually, to start speaking about the laws of nature, maybe we should start from saying that actually the matter of nature is called a desire, and you can see it on all levels of the still vegetative, animate, and speaking level. And from this we can take the example of the balance, of what it means, that same reality. What it means that nature is in balance, as long as one part is taking only what he needs, and the rest he gives for the general healthy health of the body, whether it's an ant or whatever, or like you said, the wolves. So those are the laws. Also, when a lion eats his prey, so a gazelle, he does it because he's hungry and not because of any other reason. He won't eat an animal if he's not hungry. Same thing here. In this natural way, the general law of nature will let you exist, will let you work. And taking these forces out of balance won't work.
All of a sudden, I thought about something, and now we can't hear him.
I think only we can hear, because looks like they can hear him.
We're still not receiving any sound. It's probably a broadcast problem because we can't hear Zohar either.
כן, אז אנחנו חוזרים שוב.
Okay, so we're back.
רגע לפני שנמשיך, אני מבקש.
Before we continue, we would like to ask from Petach Tikva 12, Gil, Yoav, hello friends, please move into the focus group. Can you please merge with the focus group?
בסדר?
Okay. And signal with your hands, thumbs up, so you heard us and you understood.
כן, אז אנחנו
yes.
בעצם דיברנו עכשיו על
So he spoke about balancing with nature. Is there someone who would like to share with us how we can explain this? How we can explain balance with nature? What does it mean to balance?
מוזניים, מה איפה זה תופס אותנו בחיים? הדברים
Where does this end us in life? This balance. And we can learn these laws. How does this happen? How can we explain it?
You can put a question mark there. Or I can ask people specifically. Antonio, Spain, Portugal.
Saper lanu.
Tell us, how do you get in balance in nature? What does it mean to be in balance with nature?
Do you hear me? Yes. Well, what to speak in our workshop, it's very important of explaining the law of nature and how to explain it. So use, what do you say, newspaper, use information of web, every post we see, we speak about nature. We have a lot now in internet. And for this post, in comments, we can put our explanation, our explain the law of nature, the law of, what do you say, how the system is one, how the system is equilibrated between them, and the importance of this balance. If you are not balanced with the system, this unbalance make you unhappy. And for that, we arrive to virus. Sorry. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Antonio. So, we have to learn the laws of nature. What does it mean to learn? What, looking at nature and learning about nature? How do you learn these laws? How can we know about them more? What do I have to do to learn these laws? What actions do I have to do in order to learn these laws? We will ask Wim.
Shalom, Wim.
Wim, hello.
Lo shomim otcha.
Can't hear you, Wim.
Rak tisgor ta ramkol.
Yeah, just shut your speaker off.
Wim, לא שומעים אותך.
You hear me now?
כן, עכשיו כן.
Yes, now we do, but close your speaker off.
Yair, repeat the question, please.
Wim, תספר לנו איך לומדים...
Tell us, how do we learn the laws of nature? What does it mean in order to be in balance?
איך אתה מסביר את זה?
How can you explain it?
Exactly how to explain, maybe not, but what is important here is that we have to divide it in two, that we are egoistic, we are a will to receive, and this is our nature. But there is a basic part which feed our necessities, which is basically in balance with nature. What causes us to make a disbalance in nature is our desires for honor, knowledge, power, and with those actually we go against each other, and we do everything what is possible to be the best, to have the biggest status, all these kind of things. These things bring us out of balance with nature, and there is where we need to start a new society, start a new education. We start completely to have to educate ourselves to change that. And basically, we have no choice because we will see what nature does. So nature is this integral system of which, well, we are all part of. This is first something to understand, that we're not above nature. And that in nature, in this integral system, everything works to support each other, to support the other parts. And there is where we are sort of outstanding. And I also think we need to explain that whole evolution was not bad. I mean, this was necessary to come to this point in time where we just switch. We need to switch, and that's very difficult for us because we're stuck with our habits, And we don't want to change. This is something which people really understand. They don't want to change because they know what they have and they don't know what they will have. So I think we need to put our explanations in that direction.
Thank you, Wim. So Wim is saying we have to learn the laws of nature from one another. That's basically what Wim is saying. How else can we learn the laws of nature? North America. Who do we have there?
Carl.
Please, Carl.
So one of our friends said, it was Joe actually, he said that we need to annul. And right away that sparked something in me that, you know, it's just like in the workshop. If I'm in nature or I'm in a workshop and I'm with other parts of nature, I've got to sit back and listen to what it's telling me. I think that's pretty much an explanation right there. And we can look at all of nature that way. You know, if we step back and look at all the lessons and everything that nature is telling us, it's our biggest help. So the biggest help is those around us and everything around us. We have to annul and take a step back. And this is where we are right now. This is the situation we're in right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. Always fun to hear you. So Carl is saying we have to annul. I'm sure that's right. How do we do it and how do we explain it? That's a bit more complex, but I'm sure we can do it together. Let's hear Natania Vigi. Yeah, so we are speaking about balance, right? Yeah. Yes, how do we learn about the laws in order to come in balance? So, a few days ago, I kind of thought, I wrote this article that was saying how everything in nature, well, we know all this, that the system of nature and everything, but the point was that also we, as humanity, we have something that balances us. Every individual has the general that puts him in balance, and we need the individual to work for the public, and then the public works for every individual, and that will give us a balanced state. That's the idea, that every individual is right now is working whichever way he wants to.
Yeah, every individual is part of the general. And we just need to work with each other from that understanding and get to a balance within that. Yeah, it's wonderful. We have a lot that we can learn from the friends. It's very good. Let's say we'll have a short break. And we'll hear a friend who would like to give us from the side an impression of this time that we're going through, about this path that we're going through, the greatness of society, something about the greatness of the friends, before we continue. Now, who would like to share with us? So would anyone like to open their hearts? Some kind of gift for the friends? Okay, wow, I see a great friend. Okay, I would like to ask him to speak. Gabi Malka. Gabi, can you talk to us?
Gabi, can you hear us?
Gabi, can you hear us? Gabi? Yeah, I hear. I'm with you. Hello, Gabi. We miss you and we love you. We hear you. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. We would be happy if you can say something from your heart about the greatness of the friends, greatness of society.
Gabi, לא שומעים אותך כרגע.
Gabi, we can't hear you right now.
Gabi, לא שומעים. יצא מהשתק.
Gabi, come out of mute.
Gabi, אתה שומע אותנו?
חוזר ואני אומר שזאת הזדמנות.
I'm saying again, we have an opportunity for me to open the heart and tell the friends how much I feel you and how much I felt you this period. Not you, we do hear you now.
שומעים את גבי, חברים.
We hear Gabi, friends. We do hear him. Okay, so thank you, Gabi. We have missed you a lot. Gabi had an operation. So thank you for your great devotion. So what do you guys say? Should we go to a song maybe to wake us up a bit towards the next part? So give us a song, please.
Through a world that is already made, we illuminate, turn the night into day. We feel the future state, and it's great. Change. I was about to jump in. A new chapter begins. Whoa, a whole new thing. I walked in. She gave me some water. Everyone was together. And I was there. Whoa, we are the people. Whoa, we are the people. We find that we enter a world that is already made. We illuminate, turn the night into day.
כן, איזה יופי, איזה התפעלות, ממש ממש
כיף. What a great impression.
Wow, what an inspiration. It's amazing to see everybody here together and the world Kli and connecting together and things that are important for us and the whole world. And what surprised me is the world just fell into reality, was forced into, where everybody's isolated. Nobody knows what's going on. Everybody's starting to feel how everybody's interdependent. And we're living this reality. We've been living it for a while on one hand. But we also have birth pains into this new world. We have virtual lessons, we're all becoming virtual, we're starting to acknowledge how humanity needs us. Specifically in these moments, we hear Rav saying that we must take what we get in the lessons and disseminate it outward, because humanity needs us, and that's the purpose, that's our right to exist. So I want to go to our next and last topic we're going to speak about. From the general topic, please show it to us. I'll read it. The coronavirus is bringing human society to discover the interdependent connection between humans. As a result of the virus, the negative egoistic connections between humans break, and it's bringing humanity into an isolation and soul searching. Again, the coronavirus is bringing the human society to a revelation of the connection and interdependence between humans. As a result of the virus, the negative egoistic connections between people are broken, bringing people into isolation and soul searching. So we can really feel upon ourselves, on our flesh, this new reality. And we understand that nature is showing us signs, bringing humanity into this state. As we read here, nature is pushing us forward, human society, to reach an understanding and a recognition that we are depending on one another. It's making a change in human connection of what we've known till now. And it's calling us to go into soul searching, isolation, 2 meters from one another, you can't be together, only leave the house if it's really essential, and so on. So the question now, what we want, is that each one will try to clothe in a simple person on the street that is experiencing the corona reality around the world, the simple person living his life. Suddenly this plague broke out and everything's happening, what we're hearing and knowing what's going on. What's going on is in his head? What is he thinking about now that he's isolated? Even that he didn't catch anything, he's just in isolation because he has to be at home most of the time. What is he going through? What soul searching is he going through? Try and clothe in that person. And now, while we're clothing in that person, try in a workshop between you to speak. What would you want to tell that person? What's going on in his head? Try and get in there. Take a few seconds. And try and say, what would you want to say?
First of all, I would tell him that what he feels is probably what thousands of others are feeling. They have better days and less good days, where they have good days with the family, where they get a lot of pleasure and delight, and other days might be agonizing. But the bottom line is that as humanity, we are moving to a better place. And we don't know what it is yet, but we can see how there's a process of education. Like a good child who wants to grow, and we're sure that we'll be able to see things in a new way.
I think that now that a lot of people feel a threat on their life, whether they're sick or not, if they can go through this, a lot of what was important to people isn't anymore. I spoke to a few relatives, friends from overseas, and they really feel it. They really feel that the craziness of life, that what were we chasing? What were we doing? Suddenly existence isn't certain. Work, family, health. I'm worried about my elder parents. Suddenly, we have to organize our life in a completely different way. And a lot of times, when I say, look, we have time now, it's great. So they start thinking, what's really important in my life? They feel it. Suddenly, there's a feeling that we have to rearrange our life. You can see it as a gift, as something completely new. We didn't choose it, but we got it. Now, what do we do with this?
Can we show? You have.
Daber.
And the
someone? Yeah. Okay, so I think what's felt. I'm talking about people that I know. Friends from childhood. But what's special here, he's thinking about what will be after. It's this financial crisis that's also happening. That's not letting us move. It's not simple. It's not easy to understand what these friends are going through. But I think that there's a lot of things that we weren't aware of, like this video clip that I watched, that there's a connection between the rivers and wolves, that there's this wisdom of the many, that there's butterfly effect. What we see here is the dependency, this global village, this connection that's happening in this world right now. And I would tell him that there's another dimension. There's another part that we're not looking at. And it's different. And there's connections there too. And it depends on what's going on inside of us and how we change it. That's the new paradigm. That's the new perception that we need to get.
I think that the simple person on the street, as we say, he's in fear, he's panicking, uncertainty, just like a little mouse running from side to side. And I try to calm him and to show him that the connections between us, the human connections between us, if we develop them in a way of concern, like in one big family, then everything will seem different. To try and bring it to a state that he understands that all of the solution is renewing our connection, that it's all going there, it's all prepared for that. And I think it's the only thing that can calm somebody losing his work, losing the connection with everything he knows of the old world, make a separation, and what connects them is the connection between us.
Gil.
Yeah. The people I've spoken about, I can feel a bit of panic anxiety, what's going to happen, what about money, what's going to happen, what's moving forward. And we also have to explain this, that the remedy, the solution for all of this, is that we will start to relate in a new way to each other. This thing comes and obligates us to care, not to be contagious to others, so they won't catch the, won't spread the virus, but also to see this change where everything's stopping, and we see what's important. This is something that's very amazing. The ears are open to our message.
So we see that man is on a spectrum between complete anxiety to helplessness. People feel pain from it, and that's clear. I think each one of us feels it. And actually, it's a new law of reality. New laws of nature. There's a new law that everybody's gonna need to obey this law. So I started thinking yesterday, it's as if all of humanity, if you see all humanity as one person, it's like the whole humanity is getting a point in the heart. Humanity is asking, what is the meaning of life? And all the things they knew, we don't have that anymore.
Wow, friends, we reached the end. We could really continue. First of all, I would like to tell you that from hearing you, I'm very impressed. Your sensitivity, how much you feel through your words, how you're trying to be connected with humanity that are going through this feeling of powerlessness. And how we feel and want to feel and disseminate all of this good that we receive every day when we study and we're part of it. And I would like to say that it's really warm in my heart to see so many friends participate in the middle of the day from Moscow, from New York, from Croatia, from the Czech Republic, from Latin America, from Spain, Portugal, from Haifa, from Asia, Netanya, Tel Aviv, many, many friends, and I'm sure there are many more connections who are listening. And we're continuing. We are continuing the morning lesson. We are continuing onwards. We are loading ourselves up with this very special force that exists between the friends, and that's what we have to disseminate. This is what we have to spread. And these are the things that others are receiving. We have to give them. When you post on Facebook, when you prepare a video clip, when you do something in dissemination, this connection between us through these actions on what's spreading the message in the best way, in the most correct way, to give contentment to the Creator. So thank you again to all of the friends who are making a lot of efforts, and we can feel your great big heart. Let's put together all of these messages that we received from each other in the past hour and disseminated to others in the world. And don't forget that we are always together. We are always together. Thank you very much, friends. Let's hear a song.
חזקים על אותם שערים שסותמים את הלב כל הזמן מפרידים כל הזמן מרחיקים ממי שאת הכל מסובב מדרגה מדרגה מחזיקים מתגברים ודורשים את הכוח לחזור ופתאום מנעולים נעשים לפתחים וה...
החושך הופך לו לאור מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה הולכים בייחוד הלבבות עד שמלא השאה כל כדור וכדור שפוגע בלב מעורר ניצוצי אהבה ועוד מאמץ וחיבור הנקודות מעלה מליבנו תפילה ושוב מנעולים נעשים לפתחים ויזרמו נחלי אמונה מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה